We continue with our journey through the world's most important sermon, Matthew chapter 5. These words are so amazing. Matthew chapter 5, we'll begin reading at verse 21. We'll read down through verse 26, but please, on your own, read verses 27 through 37. This morning we'll be talking about discipleship and response to anger. This is our Lord Jesus. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Therefore, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny." And then please read the text on adultery, divorce, and oaths. They are all so very important. Will you join me in prayer as we think about being an angry people? Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we have heard those words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ concerning how we deal with our anger. May we be your Son's servants to do as he says to do, and release us from all the baggage we seem to be carrying night and day against others. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Lord Jesus getting to the rubber meets the road in his sermon. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, but I say to you. Jesus is ramping up the disciples' take on the true meaning of the law. From "do not murder" to "do not become angry with someone or call them names." From not committing adultery to not even entertaining lustful thoughts. From divorce to no divorce. From taking an oath to not swearing at all. In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus intensifies the reach of the law from external to internal. If you want to be righteous, says our Lord, you will have to go further than the letter of the law. I'm glad this is Scout Sunday, and we have all kinds of scouts as well as their parents with us. Scouting seeks to teach our children about what a fully engaged life entails. Caring for creation, having certain life skills, civility and honor among persons, healthy relationships with older adults, to always practice honesty and courtesy and kindness The cultivation of those virtues is not an insignificant act in today's mean-spirited and individualistic culture. This morning, as I've been harping on, I want to spend a few moments talking about anger. It seems to be an ongoing attribute of 21st century life in the United States. So many people seem to be angry all the time, night and day. Look at the number of homicides in our larger cities. Look at the number of road rage incidents. I'm not making this up. Somebody got out of their car and accosted another driver because their window shield washer splashed on their car. Political disagreements, which quickly devolve into name-calling and ugly statements. So many people just carry around this anger. Remember the story I told a few months ago about Jean Bishop? She is a member of Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago. Her sister Nancy was shot and killed by a home intruder, a teenager then, David Biro. Biro also killed Nancy's husband and her unborn baby. Jean Bishop forgave the murderer, said so publicly, and today she continues to visit him in prison. Now, one day recently, someone sent Jean Bishop this email, and I'm changing the language because we have children in the congregation. Use your imagination. The email writer said to Jean, "You are a seriously screwed up woman. Your arguments ring hollow. Biro needs to be assaulted every day of his worthless life before he burns in hell." Jeannie Bishop never answered that angry email writer, who, for whatever reason, could not abide how a Christian woman could forgive such a fellow as David Biro. You don't have to be as flamboyant as that interaction. All you got to do, if you got a laptop or a cell phone, go on to Facebook. If you're like your minister, you can go on to Facebook and notice that how some of your friends are speaking to one another related to events coming out of Washington. Every day, my Facebook friends curse and scream at one another because of differing political viewpoints. It's wonderful to be passionate about one's principles, but that does not mean you have to use abusive terms to speak about one another. Now listen to this, because it's probably going to rub some of you the wrong way. If so, email me, mcondry@cox.net. If you say to yourself this morning, "There is no way under heaven that I can follow Jesus' words on managing my anger. I have a right to claim my anger." Well, then at least take a page from scouting and learn to disagree in ways marked by civility and kindness and cheerfulness and helpfulness. If you say to yourself, "I just am not at the point in my discipleship walk that I can imitate Jesus' words, then for goodness sake, imitate the ways of Girl Scouts and Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. Now, I believe Jesus' words make us all so uncomfortable this morning because we have so compromised his words down through the centuries. And you know what I'm talking about. When we see each other at church, hi, Kay. Hi, Susie. Hey, Bobby. And we're all smiles and look like we just got out of a Norman Rockwell Saturday Evening Post cover. And then we scream and curse at one another later in the week. We're very pious on Sunday morning. How you doing, Noreen? Looking so good this morning. I sure love you. And then we go home and sit in front of our computers and check out triple X rated websites. Or maybe we indulge in affairs with those who are at work because we say to ourselves, everybody's doing it. Can't I have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? We get married to each other, as Jesus says, and then we say goodbye because with time comes a sameness, a boredom, a whatever it might be. There always seems to be someone down the bar from us giving us a little wink. We hold up our hand in Steve Hudgens' courtroom and we swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help us God. But later in the week, we lie and exaggerate the truth to suit our own interests. Jesus' sermon continues to challenge us today because we have failed to really give our hearts and minds over to the Lord's control. And I guarantee you, in doing so, our lives are as conflicted and unfulfilled as possible. If we would only let the Heavenly Father be in control, let me repeat that. If we would only allow the Heavenly Father to be in control, then sing it along with me. Come on, Bruce, sing with me. What a wonderful world it would be. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you so very much for your Son's words. They punch us so hard because we have so failed to give you our entire heart and mind and soul and strength. Lord, forgive us and help us to understand the amazing quality of your love. Help us show that love to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.